This is JIS News. Coming up, Acting Agriculture Minister says there's enough food to meet demand. Citizens urged to support Crime Stop, and Clancarthy primary teachers get tablet computers. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Acting Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Keller is assuring the nation that there is adequate supply of food to meet demand, despite the negative effects of the current drought conditions on the agriculture sector. Mr. Keller says the country has sufficient tubers, bananas and plantains. In addition, some 4.7 million pounds of Irish potatoes are currently in storage, with another 50,000 pounds to be reaped from the current crop, enough to satisfy demand for the next 2 months.
This government will ensure that through our own production and judicious imports, we have adequate supplies of food. We will not allow the sensational and the opportunists amongst us to use the current situation as a cloak to jack up prices. And the ministry will make every effort possible to ensure that the nation's food supply is not compromised, nor the growth momentum in this vital sector reversed.
Minister Kelly was speaking at a press briefing in St. Andrew Tuesday. He adds that the ministry is encouraging and providing incentives to farmers supplied by its irrigation systems and those in areas with adequate rainfall and other water resources to ramp up vegetable production. This as vegetables are more susceptible to being adversely affected by the prolonged dry period. Chairman of the National Crime Prevention Fund, Peter John Thwaites, is urging persons to report cases of crime and violence by calling Crime Stop at 311. He's assuring that the Crime Stop network has never been compromised in its 25-year history. Mr. Thwaites was speaking at the recent signing of a Memorandum of Understanding by the Ministry of National Security, Jamaica Constabulary Force, and the National Crime Prevention Fund in Kingston. He says the renewal of the MOU is testament of the commitment of the private sector in the fight against crime, particularly as it pertains to the recovery of illegal guns, ammunition, and narcotics. The two-year agreement will see the government providing $2 million towards the payment of rewards for reports leading to an arrest. 30 tablet computers have been presented to the teaching staff at Clancarthy Primary School under the government's Tablets in Schools initiative being implemented by eLearning Jamaica. The teachers have started training sessions in the use of the devices. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says while the Tablets in Schools initiative is not a panacea for the challenges faced by the education system, it will result in incremental benefits.
Eventually, what you want is an inquisitive mind to be able to do research, to be able to innovate using these same devices and technology, and to be able to be far more productive than we have been over the last 50 or so years since we have become independent. So this is truly a groundbreaking activity.
Minister Paulwell was addressing teachers, facilitators and other stakeholders prior to the start of the training session Monday. And the National Certification Body of Jamaica, NCBJ, will be hosting a stakeholder awareness forum for the International Organization for Standards, ISO 14001 2015 Draft International Standard, DIS, tomorrow, July 31. The forum is set for the Bureau of Standards Jamaica Multipurpose Facility in St. Andrew. The NCBJ has been hosting stakeholder awareness fora as most of the standards are due for review. Manager of the NCBJ, Jacqueline Scott-Brown, says the ISO 14001 standard is a widespread benchmark for thousands of organizations around the world that want to communicate to the public and their stakeholders that they're environmentally responsible. She says in order to effectively review the standards, feedback from all stakeholders locally and internationally is required by the ISO.
It is out now for persons to look at it and make the comment, send it back to ISO if they feel that there are things in it that they do not understand or they will not be able to meet the requirements.
ISO 14001:2004 certified companies, consultants, quality assurance professionals and other stakeholders are being encouraged to attend the forum. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.